open your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 16. Luke, chapter 16. As you're finding your place there, I have to tell you, I prepared a different message for today. I spent Friday in preparation and thought that's where we would be, and the Lord would not leave me alone about this. And so I believe we're going to be where He wants us to be today. Luke chapter 19, or 16, verse 19. Probably a very familiar passage to many of us. Luke 16, beginning with verse 19. The Bible says, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this passage. Thank you for the truth that it reveals to us. And Lord, as we look at it, might we pay attention to what you have to say? Might we understand the truths that are involved here? And Lord, might you speak to our hearts? We pray today once again for the power of your Holy Spirit to be in this place. We pray that you would work in hearts and in lives. We pray, Father, if there are some here without Christ, that they'd come to Christ today, that they'd see the urgency of being saved, being born again. And then for those who are saved, that we would see the urgency of reaching people for Christ before it's too late. God, speak to our hearts today. Minister to us through your word. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I titled this, Things We Learn from Dead Men. Things We Learn from Dead Men. Have you ever just kind of strolled through a cemetery and read some of the things that you find on the grave markers? I have done that on many occasions. And to be honest, I've been somewhat amazed at some of the things you learn by doing that. For instance, if you read the birth dates and death dates on the tombstones from the early 1800s, early 1900s, you'll find two very interesting things. First, you'll quickly surmise that folks generally died at a younger age back then than they do now. Life expectancy in America has really, really increased. I think men are into their late 70s, women into their 80s now. But there was a time when it wasn't that way. If a person lived to be 65, they were old. I used to think 65 was old. But if you read gravestones of past ages, you'll realize, hey, folks didn't really live as long, seems like. Life back then was harder and rougher. The medical care wasn't as available. It was more primitive than today's. But there's another thing you'll notice. If you read gravestones like that, you'll notice that more children died back then than we see today. A lot of children died at birth. A lot of children died in their early years because of diseases. But the thing I'm wanting you to understand is, you know, you read these things and sometimes you see little quips and quotes and things, you know, or maybe a little note about some